my first impression here was literally like, wow, I was mesmerized. Basically, for the first time, I was coming outside my country, working in an environment where I don't know the language. Starting, it was like a bit difficult, but later on, I got a hold of it. Now I'm enjoying quite a lot of it.
Because you have to work in French for your job.
Right. French is very much necessary here since it's a francophone country. And I have put my efforts in learning French as well as Creole. And after 3 years, now I'm in a situation where I can manage my day-to-day work as well as technical work in French and Creole.
Now, how important is it for you to maintain your traditions and to make your life here feel as much as possible as home?
Well, absolutely. Traditions are the one which are bound to us. And it's not easy to let go of that culture. Where you follow the tradition and the culture, you have a feeling of being close to your home.
So how have you managed to do that here? I mean, you're miles and miles away from India. How do you preserve that culture?
Basically, we try to mingle with each and every one of us. We try to celebrate all the festivals. We try to manage our own food, whether we get it or not. We try to locally source it. For examples, in Indian cuisine, we use ghee. That's clarified butter. We don't get clarified butter here, so we take the butter, make the clarified butter, and then use it. That's how it's always done at the adjustment.
So aside from the food, what are the little things that you do to make things a little bit easier?
We play sports. India is a huge fan of cricket. As you know, we are quite good at cricket. And we have made it a point here that we meet once every Saturday. We go, we play cricket, we have a chit-chat, and we come back. And then apart from that, we try to get together with each of our colleagues or our brothers. And we try to make some community dinners, make some offering to the gods. And sometimes we do some of the most important celebrations like the Dasera or the Deepavali, which is the color of lights.
What would you say are crossovers between India and Haiti?
The crossover between India and Haiti is like whenever I say I'm an Indian, they say, wow, you guys are the one to come here first. And I've seen a lot of similarities here also in the way they cook. Most of the Haitian cuisine, it is spicy and resembles the spiciness of India. And even the vegetables, what I get there, I get here. So I don't find much of a difference living in India or in Haiti. And yes, the traffic is same.